Welcome to Healthcare Rounds, the podcast serving you the ins and outs of health policy and business topics, as well as our take on the rapidly evolving healthcare delivery ecosystem. I'm your host, John Marchica, CEO of Darwin Research Group and faculty associate at the W.P. Carey School of Business and the College of Health Solutions at Arizona State University. Intermountain Healthcare announced Tuesday that it has formed a comprehensive health platform company focused on elevating value-based care capabilities. The new organization, named Castell, will be led by Rajesh Shrestha as president and CEO. Shrestha will continue to serve as vice president and chief operating officer of community-based care for Intermountain. Shrestha said, quote, "Healthcare's ongoing shift from volume to value-based systems of care enables providers, health systems, and payers to take a more holistic approach to managing the health of their patients, but also creates more financial risk or rewards. The health platform capabilities, tools, and resources that Castell provides will strengthen the ability of the health ecosystem to thrive in a value-based care environment," end quote. Here's our take. Intermountain continues to be a healthcare trailblazer. Consider some of its recent moves. In May 2015, the Salt Lake City-based Integrated Health System acquired the remaining 50% of Intelir, formerly Amerinet, one of the nation's largest group purchasing companies, from Administrative Resources, Inc. Intermountain already owned 50% of the GPO. In January 2018, Intermountain announced that it was forming a generic drug company with several other nonprofit health systems, representing 263 hospitals. That company became Civica Rx, with many other health systems signing on to be partners. As of March, 800 hospitals were represented, and the company recently announced it had about 40 employees in its new Lehi, Utah headquarters. Civica Rx is attempting to alleviate drug shortages for hospitals while improving access to generics and lowering costs. Also earlier this year, Intermountain announced an expanded home care program for its most complex and chronically ill patients. The new service, Intermountain at Home, is using technology and a range of caregivers to keep people healthier and out of the hospital. The program offers post-acute, palliative, and hospice care, as well as virtual urgent care visits through a virtual hospital. With Tuesday's announcement, Intermountain is showing a substantial commitment toward moving to a value-based system of care. For years, Intermountain has focused on perfecting risk by DRG rather than pursuing bundled payments. One executive told us, under the condition of anonymity, quote, "Intermountain has fairly explicitly said that we're not going to pursue bundled payments. We don't believe that bundles have the ability to really bend the cost curve to the extent that we would want to, and we're a nonprofit organization that pretty adamantly states that we're not profit maximizing," end quote. Until recently, it has shied away from shared savings arrangements, but warmed to the idea in 2018 when it launched its Intermountain Accountable Care MSSP. Our research suggests that it hasn't entered into commercial ACO arrangements, probably because of its Select Health line of health plans, which, with 800,000 members in Utah and Idaho, is one of the largest IDN-based payers in the country. The executive continued, quote, "If you're at full capitation, then a payer doesn't really have any type of incentive to ensure that when they're going out and bidding for new business, that they're following good underwriting practices, because they're going to pass all the risk over to a provider organization. So shared savings arrangements build into them an insurance, or assurance, rather, that the payer keeps some skin in the game," end quote. Castell is an outgrowth of lessons learned from its reimagined primary care initiative in 2018, where the health system focused on preventive measures broadly and on high-risk patients, and incentivized physicians through quality-based payments. According to Intermountain, after 1 year, the program led to a 60% reduction in Medicare Advantage admissions, 25% fewer commercial insurance admissions, 20% decreased per member per month costs, improved patient ratings, and improved physician satisfaction. Castell will help Intermountain's move toward value, but will focus on external partners as well. Shrestha said, quote, "Backed by Intermountain's day-to-day frontline experience with a focus on population health management, Castell will deliver impactful solutions that help other organizations improve outcomes and keep costs more affordable." Here's what else you need to know. Gilead Sciences, based in Foster City, California, entered into a 10-year research and development collaboration with Belgian biopharmaceutical company Galapagos NV, the firm's announced in a press release last week. Galapagos will receive $3.95 billion upfront and a $1.1 billion equity investment from Gilead. In return, Gilead's ownership stake in Galapagos will increase from approximately 12.3% to 22%. Pending shareholder approval, Gilead could ultimately own 29.9% of Galapagos. The two companies also agreed to amend certain terms of their existing collaboration on filgotinib, an investigational drug for rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory diseases. The current deal is expected to close late in the third quarter if all closing conditions are met. Genentech is on a tear. The Roche subsidiary entered into a research agreement last Tuesday with Sosei Heptares, a Japanese Anglo drug discovery firm specializing in medicines that modulate G-protein-coupled receptor targets. Under the deal, Sosei Heptares is eligible to receive $26 million in the near term and more than $1 billion in milestone payments. On the same day, Genentech also entered into a license agreement with Waltham-based Skyhawk Therapeutics to develop drug candidates for oncology and neurodegenerative diseases. Skyhawk could end up receiving more than $2 billion, including an upfront payment, opt-in fees, and milestone and royalty payments. And Genentech entered into a third collaboration on Tuesday with Cleveland's Convello Therapeutics that will focus on developing a new class of drugs to treat neurological disorders such as multiple sclerosis. Terms of that agreement were not disclosed. The week before, Genentech entered into a research collaboration with Clover Therapeutics, a newly launched drug development subsidiary of San Francisco-based Medicare Advantage insurer Clover Health. That collaboration will center on evaluating genetic factors associated with the risk for ocular diseases such as macular degeneration. Walnut Creek, California-based John Muir Health is forming a comprehensive relationship with Optum, intended to help the health system maintain its independence while expanding its use of value-based care and data analytics. Optum, part of United Health Group, will take care of some of JMH's non-clinical operations, including information technology, revenue cycle management, analytics, purchasing, and claims processing, the company said in a press statement. As part of the arrangement, more than 500 JMH employees will become Optum employees, although they will continue to directly support the health system. Nearly twice the number of physicians participated in CMS's advanced alternative payment models in 2018 compared with a year earlier, CMS Administrator Seema Verma noted in a recent blog post, increasing from 99,076 to 183,306. She said the improved participation could be the result of additional participation opportunities in 2018, particularly through accountable care organizations and the Medicare Shared Savings Program. Further, she pointed out that flexibilities CMS introduced last year led to 98% of eligible clinicians participating in the merit-based incentive payment system in 2018, up from 95% in 2017. Michigan's Together Health Network has closed, Cranes reported. Ascension Michigan and Trinity Health of Michigan formed the physician-led clinically integrated network in 2014. And Michigan Medicine, part of the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, joined in 2016. Together Health contracted with payers and employers to achieve shared savings for the hospitals, physicians, and other providers in the network. According to Modern Healthcare, sources told Cranes the network wasn't able to generate enough shared savings to convince the participating physicians to make the necessary clinical changes in their practices to reduce costs. Care New England has withdrawn from merger discussions with Lifespan and Brown University. The three organizations, all based in Providence, Rhode Island, began to explore a possible merger at the behest of Governor Gina Raimondo in early June, after Boston-based Partners Healthcare backed out of its plans to merge with Care New England. In a press release disseminated last Tuesday, Care New England said it has implemented a remarkable turnaround with significant improvements, and after careful deliberation, the health systems board has concluded that it is in the best interest of Care New England and the community it serves to end the tri-party discussions. Finally, Memorial Hermann Health System will have a new president and CEO on September 1st. Texas Medical Center announced Thursday in a press release. Dr. David Callender, who is president of the University of Texas Medical Branch and has held various executive positions at multiple TMC institutions, will succeed Charles Chuck Stokes. Stokes' retirement, announced in February, is set to take place at the end of the year. That's all for this week. From all of us at Darwin Research Group, thanks for listening. If you haven't yet done so, please rate and review Healthcare Rounds wherever you listen to podcasts. Healthcare Rounds is produced by Diana Nikolic and engineered by Andrew Rojek. Theme music by John Marchico. Darwin Research Group provides advanced market intelligence and in-depth customer insights to healthcare executives. Our strategic focus is on healthcare delivery systems and the global shift toward value-based care. To learn more about us, go to darwinresearch.com or send an email to insights@darwinresearch.com. Or if you'd like to get right to it, call us at 888-402-3465. See you next round.